Good morning, I'm Peter Biello with VPR News. Fairpoint Communications has had a bumpy ride since the company took over Verizon's landline service. Like other legacy phone companies, Fairpoint has had to adjust to an environment where they are no longer a regulated monopoly with no competition. As VPR's Steve Zinn reports, the company believes its future lies in providing services that many consumers may not be aware of.
The state doesn't regulate Fairpoint in the same way it did its predecessors. Since 2012, Fairpoint has operated under a plan that's given it freedom from state regulation to set rates, with the exception of basic telephone service. The plan was implemented because the state wanted to make sure basic landline service remained affordable while giving Fairpoint the ability to compete with other providers. Fairpoint is asking the Public Service Board to essentially extend the plan for another 5 years. Beth Vestigi is the Vermont president of Fairpoint.
I don't have to go ahead and ask the Public Service Board and wait for them to approve it every time I want to offer special pricing. Or if I need to change our retail prices, I don't need to give public warning for that, that our competition can quickly respond to.
As internet and wireless technology has improved, people have abandoned landlines. But the same companies that are taking business away from Fairpoint are enabling it to grow. Every cell phone tower has to be wired into the network, and that's where Fairpoint comes in.
Fairpoint's been very successful building fiber optic cable to the vast majority of the towers in Vermont.
Fairpoint has increasingly adopted a supporting role to other companies.
The parts of our business that are growing is the wholesale side of the business, as well as the broadband and data side of the business.
Business and institutional high-tech services are a growing part of Fairpoint's focus today. The company continues to lose money, but at a slower rate. The revolution in telecommunications has required a new mindset for phone companies that once had a captive market of consumers who had no other options. Stephen Shepard is a Williston telecom analyst who provides consulting services to regulators and companies worldwide.
The customer dictates to the service provider what they want, with a very clear understanding that if you won't deliver it, I'll go somewhere else that will.
Shepard says phone companies are adapting to the new technologies and the competitive realities. He says Fairpoint is ahead of the game compared to many other companies in understanding how it fits in and the range of products it can offer that go far beyond voice services.
They've gone from being a service provider that was essentially defined by the fact that they deliver voice to a service provider, which means they're delivering a whole swath of things that will enable my business and make me more competitive.
Shepard says Fairpoint stands a good chance of doing well in the future, but he believes the company will have to take advantage of its huge coverage area to bundle many offerings and become a full-service telecommunications company. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zinn.